This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, September 25th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. USDA spending sugar program targeted. And FAS touts success of Vietnam promotion. USDA spending sugar program targeted in House Ag Bill. USDA will be in the crosshairs this week as House Republicans try to satisfy demands from their right flank. Unable to reach a deal last week on a stopgap spending bill, the GOP leadership is looking to move four individual annual spending bills for fiscal 24, including the measure that funds USDA and FDA. Spending levels in that and other bills already were reduced below levels in this spring's debt limit agreement. Now, a manager's amendment to the agriculture bill would cut spending by another 14%, with the exception of the WIC nutrition program, while also slashing the Food for Peace program by $1.2 billion to just over $530 million. GOP hardliners also are in line to get floor votes on even deeper cuts to some programs. One amendment set for debate would cut the Natural Resources Conservation Service budget to its FY16 level, while another would roll back the CFTC budget to its FY18 level, for example. Take note. Other amendments that the House Rules Committee have approved for debate would gut the price support program for sugar, block states from getting waivers from SNAP work requirements, and bar President Joe Biden from carrying out his climate-related orders. American Sugar Alliance Chairwoman Cassie Bladow said Pennsylvania Republican Scott Perry's sugar amendment threatens American farm families who provide Americans with reliable domestic sugar supply, risking 11,000 farmers, more than 151,000 jobs, and over $23 billion in economic activity. Getting personal, yet another amendment targets a shingle USDA official, Stacy Deem, a deputy undersecretary that oversees the SNAP program, would see her salary reduced to $1. For more on the ag measure and the partial government shutdown, it's looming if lawmakers can't agree on a stopgap spending bill, read our Washington Week ahead. FAS says Vietnamese shoppers love U.S. food products. Vietnamese shoppers want more of what they're getting from the U.S., and USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service says it has proof. The agency says it held a marketing campaign at grocery stores in Hanoi in July that included giving away samples of U.S. cherries, blueberries, beef, pork, poultry, nuts, milk, cheese, and other products, and sales jumped significantly for most goods. Vietnam is just one of the Southeast Asian nations that farm groups say they believe is ripe for market expansion and increased agricultural trade. The country is participating in the U.S.-led Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. Chief U.S. Agriculture Trade Negotiator Doug McCaleb says he expects the trade pillar of the deal to be completed by November. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. House Financial Service OK's Agriculture Security Risk Review Act. The bill to make the Agriculture Secretary a permanent member of the Committee on Foreign Investment of the U.S. was approved 42-0 by the House Financial Services Committee last week. Oklahoma Republican Frank Lucas, one of the champions of the Agriculture Risk Review Act, said the bill could now go to the House floor on its own or be added to a larger package such as the National Defense Authorization Act. Lucas said growing lawmaker concern over foreign purchases of land near military bases helped fuel the committee's recent approval for the legislation, which he first introduced in 2019. Something in the legislative process, you've got to get enough attention to create the political, the legislative mass to move it. And now we have it, Lucas told AgriPulse. Nearly half of states restrict foreign land investment in some way, the center says. An additional 10 states passed laws in the 2023 legislative session restricting foreign investment in land, bringing to 24 the number of states with such restrictions, the National Agricultural Law Center said Friday. The center noted that the laws vary widely, with some states limiting only certain purchases. Most of the foreign ownership laws enacted in 2023 seek to restrict investments from specific countries, particularly China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. USDA seeks input on making research available to the public. USDA wants to figure out the best way to share its research with the public, and two virtual listening sessions, including one on Wednesday, the department's National Agricultural Library will hear how to enhance policy infrastructure and outreach to make results of the research it funds more readily available and accessible by the public, the library said in the Federal Register. The September 27 session will run from 2 to 5 p.m. The October 12 session will go from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The department released a plan in June to increase public access to its research. AgriPulse reporting from Chile. Look for reports throughout the week from AgriPulse Spencer Chase. He'll be embedded with the U.S. trade delegation visiting Chile. Dozens of U.S. agricultural companies, state ag officials, and commodity groups promoting American ag products are taking part of the USDA trade mission to Santiago, Chile, led by U.S. Trade Undersecretary Alexis Taylor. It's the fourth trade mission this year. Previous stops included Panama, the Netherlands, and Japan. Well, here's today's She Said It. Seems like Halala went through. It might be a fantastic 2019 all the way around. That was a text from Nadine Menendez to her husband, Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat of New Jersey. Both were indicted last week on federal charges of bribery, fraud, and extortion. The Justice Department alleges the couple helped an associate secure a monopoly certifying U.S. beef exports to Egypt through the company ISEG Halal. DOJ alleges the company was used to funnel money to Senator Menendez. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, September 25th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller at Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.